Is this thing on? Oh, cool. Hey, what's up? It's Gary. It's the Gary Cantrell Podcast. Back in your life. Back in my life. I announce over on my Instagram at Gary Cantrell. If you're not following me over there, go get me over there. Also on YouTube. But I announced that the podcast is coming back. I recorded, I think, one episode this year, maybe two. And I just wanted to get one more in the can for this year. And kind of set up where we're going in 2024. And I'll have a whole, you know, one of the things that I love doing on the podcast was at the beginning of every year, I would kind of set like, I don't know if they're more predictions or goals or what have you for the following year. And it's kind of fun to see like, oh, this is where I thought things were going. And then these three things just completely derailed me. But nevertheless, we're still here and we're still going. But it's fun to kind of like record some of those episodes and then have them to listen back to in the future to see basically like how close was I to where it actually landed. So there you go. But that episode will be coming. But this is kind of more of a quicker, a more establishing, this is the state of the podcast, this is where I think we're going to be going with it, and all that good stuff. So, welcome back, and if you're new, oh, God help you. Anyway, so basically, here's the deal. So, the podcast is coming back. I'd like it to be weekly. I think it's going to be pretty much a documentation of me and the things I go through, which is not entirely different from what it was before it left. But now that I'm finally kind of getting life back on track a little bit, I totally forgot my fancy light. You guys don't care about that, I don't think, especially if you're listening audio. There's a video element. Hello, video people. I don't know how many people actually watch video podcasts, but hey, we're going to find out. I forgot my fancy light. I had a light I was going to put on. Anyway, enough distraction. Where was I going with this? Yes, so there is going to be what I believe to be a weekly podcast. And as I'm starting to get my feet back under me, if I miss one here and there, don't hold it against me, please. But basically the idea is I want to document kind of where I'm going to go next, okay? So in this year, and this is kind of going to be also a yearly kind of recap kind of thing where I'm at right now. I'm going to try to summarize for you. This is December of 2023. I finally got monetized on YouTube, which is awesome. YouTube has added an option for importing your podcast RSS feed. So hello. I don't know if they do the video podcast from your podcast feed. So we're going to find that out, and then I'm going to find out, like, as far as, is this uploaded separately? Is it a part of that feed? Basically, on your page, there's, like, a podcast tab if you add your podcast onto your YouTube. And all of my episodes have been audio only on that feed. So, you know, if you go over to youtube.com/@GaryCantrell, there's a tab that says podcast, and it has every episode that I've done of this podcast that you can listen to at your leisure. And I think it carries over the video podcast, but if not, I want to incorporate the video element now. So for those of you that maybe, I think it's a rare use case, but there are people I think that are like me that you watch a lot of YouTube on your TV, probably 10, 20% of you that watch YouTube on your TV, according to my analytics, and maybe you want to put the podcast on in the background. You want kind of a visual. Maybe I'm like, you know, doing my weird hand talking signal, whatever thing, and you for some reason want to watch that. I don't know. But basically, there will be a video element to the podcast. I'm hoping to upload it every single week. I keep looking over to my computer over here that you cannot see to make sure that I'm still recording and all that good stuff and that I'm not clipping or whatever. But I want to basically use this to document what's going on as far as my journey of becoming a full-time creator. We'll go into that in the next episode. plans, execution, and all of that stuff, but that is the goal. So monetize on YouTube. That means now I get paid like pennies for every video I put up that people watch, which is pretty awesome. It's not that I never wanted to put up the content for free. Believe me, I've done a lot of free content over the years. I put up hundreds of pieces of content across multiple platforms and not made a dime off of it. So it's not that I'm like some money hungry guy and I think that uploading hundreds of videos and making pennies on it is going to make me rich all of a sudden. But it is nice to know that the channel, it's nice to know that the channel is now monetized so that at least when I put something up, I'm going to get at least something for it. I mean, that's got to be pretty nice, right? And while we're on that topic, because I always get weird when there's a topic of like money and, you know, making money on YouTube, because people get weird about that. Like, there are people that like, they don't think that YouTube is like a real option to make money, and so people will hate on you if, you know, they sniff out that you have affiliate links or whatever. I'm trying to be like transparent with it. I'm like, look, this is not the main reason why I am on YouTube to make money. I'm making videos because I want to, but at the same time, it's nice to be paid, even if it's pennies. So I just want to put that out there so that it's out there, and we're just all on the same page. And so while we're talking about that, if you are watching on YouTube and even in your podcast RSS, if you're listening to this, one of the number one ways that you can support me and my creative efforts is by clicking on my Amazon link, because here's the thing. You can buy stuff on Amazon like you're already going to do, but if you click my link, it just tells Amazon that I sent you there. They don't charge you a dollar more. I don't know your name or what you buy or anything like that. Like if you are, you know, a mom and you buy a pack of diapers for $25-$30, I might make a buck on it. That's kind of cool, right? And if for some reason you do all your shopping on Amazon, like if you have like a, I don't know, like a $500 bill, I might make $5 on it. That's pretty cool. Maybe. So if you're like, you know, Gary, like I know you have merch, you have your t-shirts and all that stuff, but I don't really want to buy any of that stuff. The two easiest ways that aren't going to cost you any extra are clicking the like button. You could leave a review on iTunes. You can click my Amazon. Those are literally the free ways to help me. And especially that like button, like on YouTube, that is like the lifeblood. So please, God, click the like button. And if you want to go that extra step, you can click on Amazon. You can do all your shopping clicking my link. And then, you know, I can make pennies, which would be awesome. So anyway, enough of the shilling, as they say. I just wanted to get that out there since we were already talking about that particular topic, because again, I know people are weird about it. So going forward in 2024, there will be a podcast. It's looking to be weekly, and I'm going to be sharing kind of my experience on the creative work that I do for others, the creative work I'm doing for myself, some of my strategy behind it, where I want to go from here in terms of helping others build their social platforms, their YouTube. Yes, I want to get in the consulting business. I've been told so many times by people that I have such a great mind for this. I've had people that have had success taking some ideas that I've given them. And I've had other people like, why do you give that away for free? Like, you know, you should be getting paid for that. I know, more money talk. I get it. But like, as I look to transition out of somebody that's just working like a 9-to-5 and transitioning into somebody that wants to work for themselves so you can make the real bucks, as they say, because it's getting tough out here on the streets. I want to help others build their platform. So, you know, if you are somebody that's in, you know, like a small business and you're sitting here like, well, you know, like you're a restaurant and you're like, hey, like I'm posting a picture of this pizza, in the oven and it's not doing anything and nobody's coming into my pizza shop, that's where I come in and say, well, actually, if you maybe pulled out your video and you shot it like this and you dressed it up like that, perhaps you could get a better result and connect better with the audience you're trying to connect with. And then they go on to sell, you know, tens of thousands of pizzas or whatever. And they're like, wow, Gary, that was awesome. You're the man. So that is part of it. Editing for others. I love to edit. I have a great passion for that. I've been doing some volunteer editing work for the Bubba the Love Sponge show since April of 2022, whether that be audio, video, done vertical short form content now where I'm almost at 30 million combined views across their YouTube, TikTok, Insta for videos that I've created. So I'm very proud of that accomplishment. And, you know, I used to kind of like shy away from stuff like that. And it's not really like a bragging thing, but it's more like this is what I know how to do. And I want to be able to start a business or work for somebody or do something where this is what I'm doing full time. I want to work for the show. I just don't think they're hiring right now. And so that's cool. I'll keep doing what I do, helping them out. But at the same time, like if I can, you know, pick up some clients and help them along the way on a paid capacity, that would be awesome as well. So there's a lot of things that I have in mind of what I want to do. And it's been kind of a nice proof of concept to create, especially the vertical short form content. I used to be a guy who used to be so far against vertical short form content when it came out, and I just didn't see the value in it. And I was blind, believe me. And there's a lot of people that still draw a blind eye to vertical short form content, and maybe they don't understand it and they think that it's stupid or whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is that is where the attention is right now. That's what all the platforms are pushing. And so you better get those vertical short form videos properly formatted, tagged up correctly with your captions, with a hell of a hook, and bring the people in. And so I want to help people do that. I want to help people build their online social presences. I mean, I did it. I had an Instagram where I documented my fitness journey for like 3 years and kind of where I was at. And I built that thing from like zero to like a couple thousand, which is pretty awesome. And I'm like a nobody. So that's pretty cool. And I started a t-shirt business and I've done a lot of stuff. This year coming up will be my 17th year, I think, in creation. 17th year. And so it's just like I've been around this game for a long time, and it's time to finally put the pedal to the metal, piss or get off the pot, right? Like it's time to finally make something out of it. I talked about on my, I did a 30-day vlogging every day challenge that literally no one asked me to do. I decided that I was going to do it. And we can go into a separate episode about that. In fact, yes, I'm going to make a note of that. I'm going to tell my friend Siri. I hope I didn't set off anything there. I'm going to tell my friend to set a reminder to set that for a separate podcast episode, what I learned about vlogging every day in the month of November. But basically, I talked about in that series about, you know, dealing with ADHD, kind of having these different things and giving up on certain things and, you know, way too soon, having nothing to show for anything because everything I started that I blew up, I ended up blowing up from the inside and quit and walked away from so many things, my wrestling shows and all this stuff. This has all been documented in that series. I'd recommend you go watch that. Maybe I'll put a link to that in the description of wherever you're listening or watching this. But, you know, it's kind of been my MO over the last, you know, 15, 16 years. I've done a lot of stuff. I don't have a lot to show for it because, you know, as somebody with ADHD, you kind of get uninterested after a while and you just give up on stuff and you abandon it and for literally for no good reason. And it sucks. I wish I knew why or how to not do that, but I just never got that far in the game. I never could learn how to, you know, stop doing that. So it just kind of is what it is. But I want to get past that. I want to, you know, show my worth to people. I want to show them that I know what the hell I'm talking about, because there's so many things that I've done that have moved the needle for me, and it's time that we start making something from it. It's time that we build something from it, and so that's where I'm looking to go. And I'm recording this. It's like 4 something in the morning. This is crazy. I started getting up early again. Those who have listened to the podcast for a few years probably remember in late 19, early 2020, where I started getting up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd go to the gym and all that stuff. And that was cool. And I just remember kind of being in a situation where I would, you know, I'd come home after work and there was all this creative stuff I wanted to do, but I was just so tired from sitting in traffic, because I usually sit in my car for an hour to an hour and a half every freaking day, and it sucks. And it finally dawned on me, why don't you just get up a little earlier and just come and do all your stuff early in the morning when you're your most focused? And so even though it sounds like I'm kind of like everywhere, which is kind of how I sound all the time, I have found in this last month or two of doing just that, like getting up early and doing all my creative stuff first thing in the morning, I found that I'm getting a lot more done, which is awesome. I mean, I love that. So I believe that that's where I'm going to keep focusing my energy, is getting up early, banging out all my creative work, whether it's my stuff, stuff for other people, and doing my day job stuff, and then going home and just chilling, like just taking the edge off, sitting on my ass, watching TV, you know, having that balance. And then, like, you know, working out 2 or 3 times a week. That's another thing. I finally went back to the gym. You probably heard about that in a couple of my vlogs if you were following that. If not, go watch them. But I finally went back. Then I hurt myself because I had my gout come back and attack me. And I finally decided to give up on red meat. Like, done. It's over. It's finally over. Never say never, but I have told myself that at least for the entire calendar year of 2024, I will not take on any red meat, because that is what ultimately attacks my gout more than anything. And so I decided to give up on that. And I took some medicine. I feel better. I went back to the gym Monday, actually. And I decided that basically I was going to do about a half hour. Normally I like to do an hour. It's cardio for now. I know all the experts, oh, you got to do the lifting and all that. Whatever. Just leave me alone. Fake ass influencers. I do what works for me for now. Okay. Then I go and I just hate the experts. They always want to be experts. Well, you're never going to do this because you're not doing that. And you have to eat these things, because if you don't eat these things, then it's not going to work. Shut up. Please shut up. Go peddle your bullshit milkshake somewhere else. Please get out of my face. Sorry, that was a little harsh. I went to another place there. I'm doing my thing, and that's what I always push when I was talking stuff. That was the one thing that people would tell me. They would always say, I appreciate when you talk about this stuff because you don't tell me what to do. In fact, the only thing I ever told people to do was to do what the hell you want to do. Like, how can you ever get comfortable with a rhythm? Like, people know how difficult it is to start, like, working out and eating right and all that. It's hard enough to start doing that. But then when you have all these experts that are trying to tell you, well, no, like, you're literally not going to get anywhere doing that. It's like, bullshit. I lost 100 pounds in 11 months doing it my way. How about that? How do you explain that? Now, of course, I gained it pretty much all back, but that was part mental, part I put a BS numerical goal, which is a quick way to failure, and I pretty much gave up. So that was all on me, but I proved that losing 100 can be done doing it my way. and still mostly eating what I wanted, just modifying it and working out consistently and all that stuff. So it is possible. But anyway, we're going way off on a tangent here. So basically, the deal is I went back and I did a half an hour. My body finally felt like I could go longer, but I intentionally stopped at the half an hour. Today, I'm going to go back, actually, and I'm going to try to go for 45. And if that goes well, then maybe by Friday, I'm going to try to do my full hour again, and we'll see where I land from there. That's pretty much my strategy when it comes to this stuff, because I'm the kind of guy, I like to take steps. You know, I like to advance little by little by little, and let those little things add up to huge results. That's how I roll when it comes to this stuff. So that's my big workout plan. But anyway, this is the podcast. And starting next year, it's going to be a regular thing. You can expect that probably the very next episode you're going to hear is sometime at the beginning of the new year. And I'm going to have an outline of what I'm looking to do. You heard a little bit of it here, but as far as like, I'll really like narrow it down and talk about it at length, and we'll see where it goes. I'm interested to see the statistics of the video element, if it makes a difference, if it doesn't. I think I'm going to do it anyway because I can put it on YouTube. It's a new way to, I actually had a guy comment on my podcast. So when I imported the feed, they put all 260, 270 episodes in. And one guy commented, he's like, bro, I love the video. Oh, no. What did he say? He's like, bro, I love this content, but like, you got to start using a camera. It'll be so much better. And I'm like, I love the comment. Thank you. But do you not realize this is a podcast? So anyway, we'll see how all that works. I'm very curious to see. Plus, it gives me an opportunity to take this and make vertical short form, which has become my specialty as of late. And we'll see where that goes. And that's pretty much it. I don't want to drag this out any longer than it needs to be, but I wanted to put a show on your feed so that you know that, number one, I mean, I'm mainly talking to you that listen to me audio first, podcast people. I wanted to put an episode on your feed so that you know that I'm still here, and that if you hadn't unsubbed to me yet, thank you. I'm glad you're still here. And we're going to kickstart. We're going to throw some gasoline on this sumbitch and get it started again. Every episode is going to be marked explicit. Because sometimes I cuss, sometimes I don't, all right? You've been forewarned. Don't listen with your kids in the car, okay? I'm not going to cuss just to cuss, but I'm going to have the explicit tag on just to cover my ass, all right? That's another thing. So that's what's coming in 2024, the return of the podcast, the fact that it's going to be on video as well, the fact that I'm going to keep the explicit tag on, so if I happen to curse, I don't have to go through all this trouble to edit it out, because that's just stupid. And it's going to document my life as somebody that is trying to transition out of being regular job guy into creative guy, consultant guy. And we're going to see where the hell that lands me. And I'm going to take a real swing at it, because it's now or never. That is the reality of my situation. I've dragged this on for so long. And a lot of it was just some of the cards I was dealt in the last 2 years. Life has not been great to me since pretty much 2021, where I had that complete mental freaking breakdown. And then it just, you know, spiraled so many things that I just don't want to get into great levels of detail over, because it's very private stuff. But if you know me, you kind of have an idea of where some of this stuff has landed me. So, but the fact of the matter is that I'm finally letting go of that trauma for the most part. I mean, I'm still working through it, but I'm mostly letting go of it, and I'm trying to finally move forward and start really putting everything I have back into my content again. And it's going to take a while for this thing to pick up steam. It's going to take a while for people to pick up on it. It's going to take a while to build an audience again. I understand all these things. I'm prepared for all these things. And whether I have 2 people listening to me, 20 people listening to me, or 2 million people listening to me, the message is not going to change. The message is pretty crystal clear. My name is Gary Cantrell. I'm a creative guy. I've got a lot of great stuff up here that I want to put onto what I create as well as what I can help others create. And I want to make a ton of money doing it. I want to make other people a ton of money doing it. I want you, if you are somebody, I mean, people might ask, like, who is your target audience? There are people out there that are like me, where we have unique talents. And we do not believe in ourselves. We think that, you know, we're less than, it's never going to work for us. But everybody sees it. They say, hey, you're awesome. You're amazing. You should be like you should have like a million followers. You should be so famous with all kinds of money. We're kind of like the underdogs. You know what I mean? It's like, people say it, and then there's a bunch of people that doubt it, and they're like, oh yeah, what is this guy or what is this girl gonna do, you know? But like, we know we have something, but we've just, you know, either beaten ourselves down or we've allowed others' petty comments to beat us down and make us think that we're not great enough to do the things we want to do. So I'm here to put a virtual foot up your ass, to get you off of your ass and get you moving. And that's where we're going to go with this. So I'm going to document my journey along the way. I'm going to share things that I've learned, and I hope that it's going to inspire you. So that is the purpose of this podcast. If you want to create and all these things, I want to help you get there. If you run a business, I want to help you accelerate it through social media, video, podcasting, whatever it is. I want to show you all the things. I'm going to make myself available for that. I'm going to finally get a website built in 2024, damn it. Finally. I'm going to finally make that happen. I'm going to make it a point to where you can book me for phone calls, consulting calls. There's all these things that are going to happen. And I think 2024 is going to be pretty exciting. Famous last words, right? Because I know I've said that a couple times about the year ahead, and then the whole year went to shit. But I'm going to do my best to not let it fall off a cliff this time. It's now or never. We're going to make this happen. So I want to say thank you so much for being here. Yes, I'm finally wrapping it up. They're giving me the virtual hook. Get out of here. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Thank you for spending your time with me, especially if you're listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth right now, because that means you have made it to the end. You're the real one. You're the real MVP. Thank you for being here. And I will see you in 2024 for a brand new season of the Gary Cantrell Podcast. Thanks for being here, everybody. See you next time.